The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Please let me introduce partially cited storyteller extraordinaire Giles Abbott and his reading of A Russian Christmas Tale.
The guest had only been checked in a minute or so before he'd been shown up to his room, and the landlord had gone back to his bar. His empty bar. And only minutes later, the guest came storming out like all the other guests, demanded his money back, and left and stormed out of the inn and continued down that long road between Moscow and Omsk. Even though it was midwinter, that guest, like all the others, would rather brave the road than stay a night in this landlord's inn. Once this inn had been thriving, had been bustling, had been busy. But now, it was overrun with rats. Guests had got snuggled into their beds and then shrieked because rats had run across their feet or bitten their faces. And then the word had got out, and the landlord had watched the rats eating all of his food, driving out all of his guests, and destroying his business. And that poor landlord was in despair. Soon he would have to close the doors forever. Deep midwinter was usually his busiest time, because all the drovers would be making that journey to the big city to sell the big cattle, lamb and sheep and beef, and they'd be driving them down the road, and they'd stop at his inn for the night. And landlord, in the good times, had always loved to ask them, "What are you driving, sir? Big cattle or small cattle?" And he'd always loved to watch them leave the next morning, this long line of animals with one drover driving them. But now, they just went straight past him. Well, it was one night, and he was desperate. And from sheer gutsiness, I suppose, a desperate gasp of pride, he had made some beautiful, rich beef and beetroot soup, though he expected no customers. And there he was at the bar, stirring its beautiful purple-red, almost glass-like quality, the shine on it. It was a good borscht. And then, to his surprise, the door opened. And there in the doorway was a man with his huge white beard, stamping the snow off his boots and pulling his gloves off to rub the warmth back into his fingers. And he came up to the bar, and the landlord was astonished. He said, can I help you, sir? Would you like a room for the night?" And the man laughed. "Ho, ho, 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 ho. No, I'm not stopping for the night. Well, can I offer you a bowl of soup or a glass of vodka?" And the old man said, "Oh, I would love to. I just came in for the warmth, but I have no money." And the landlord said, "And I have no customers. So let me treat you to a bowl of borscht and a glass of vodka." Well, the old man accepted and said, "Thank you very much," and said, "Just out of interest, if I did have money, how much would this have cost me?" "Nothing more than 2 rubles. And the landlord said, "Are you driving big cattle or small cattle?" And that man, with his big white beard, winked and said, "Small cattle. Anyway, I must be off now." And he left. And the landlord smiled as he left, and that smile faded as he said goodbye to what he thought was probably his last customer. And then there came a noise, a rushing, a scurrying, a squeaking, and then a great torrent of brown furry animals came running out of every single crevice. They jumped from behind the bar, they came from behind the optics, they came from under his feet. A great river of rats swarmed all over the floor of the pub and past the landlord and out of that door. And the landlord was astonished, the torrent of them. And then he ran out to sea, and he stood on the road, and he saw that old man with his white beard and his white hair being followed by a column of hundreds of rats. And then he heard that voice saying, "I told you, I was driving the small cattle." There were no more rats in that pub. They were gone. They never came back. And what's more, business after this, for some reason, was better than ever. People came flooding back. Torrents of guests came back, booking in, staying for extra, telling their friends. And suddenly that pub, that inn, was booming again. That year, that landlord did so well that he was able to fulfill every Russian's dream. And before beginning to farm it, he decided to go to the great cathedral to pray for good luck. And so he went to the great city, he went to the great cathedral, and there were all the icons, the paintings of the saints, there was the Holy Mother, there was the Holy Child. Now, he was looking for a particular saint, the patron saint of new ventures, Saint Nicholas. And he saw the icon of that beloved saint, an old man with a big white beard and a bit of a glint in his eye. And this man had a candle which he lit, and, as all the other pilgrims did, he was pressing that candle into the trays of sand underneath the icons and getting ready to make his prayer. And as he pushed that candle into the sand, his fingers touched something. He investigated, and he found coins to the exact value of 2 rubles. He looked up at the icon in astonishment, and he swore it winked at him. And then he heard a laugh in his head. He heard, ho, 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 ho. And he realized who that old drover had been the day before his fortune changed. And he went back to his pub, realizing that, yes, Father Christmas can bring you things that you want, but sometimes, and perhaps this is more precious, he can take away the things you don't want. Happy Christmas.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.